All right. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you.
So this is from Kristen. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I've thought about the situation I'm in 1,000 different ways, and I'm still unsure of how to deal with it.
Mm.
So I thought I'd come to you all. I'm in my early 30s. I've found the man I want to marry and start a family with.
Okay.
He feels the same way. We still live apart, though, for one reason. My cat.
Oh.
My boyfriend's extremely allergic to cats and needs a fur-free home. Now, I've had my 8-year-old cat his whole life. I love him. This breaks my heart. But I'm considering finding him a new home.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is my guilt, as well as the reaction of my animal-loving friends. They're all completely incredulous that I would give up my pet. They said, but he's like your child, and you made a commitment to this animal. To complicate the situation, I spend most of my time at my boyfriend's place, so my poor kitty has been developing some behavioral problems because he's just alone all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel horrible. What should I do? Thanks so much, Kristen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because I get it. I mean, you know, he can't be in the same space for his health with the cat, but you've had the cat for 8 years.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a tough one.
I was going to say, and any animal that you have for, I'm not even going to say 8 years, for any amount of time, you grow attached to him. I mean, I've had my puppy for only a couple months, and I couldn't even think about giving him up. Now there's
even
some.
Even though he failed dog school?
Now there's many, many times during the week where we're like, listen, it's good that you're cute, otherwise you're out of here. Wow, I honestly am at a loss for words. I don't know what to tell you, Kristen, because yes, you've got an 8-year-old cat. Your cat's probably got another good 8 years left in him, you know?
Well, yeah, and you can't really like make your, you know, boyfriend start doing shots that may or may not work if
That was what I was going to suggest. Don't they have something like that for animal allergies?
Yes, and they may or may not work, but that's, you know, it has to come down to whether he's willing
I wonder
to
if
put
they
yourself through that.
I was going to say, I wonder if they've tried that. She didn't put that in her DM to us, whether they've tried, because I would imagine if you're at the point where he's, quote, the one,
yeah,
then you've probably discussed, you know, you've probably already discussed this with him.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't, that is such an individual thing, too. My husband went through years of allergy shots, and mm-hmm. it's just like sometimes when you have a reaction and then you have to go all the way back, and it's a long process. And finally, he just eventually gave up. And he, you know, thank goodness he wasn't allergic to like the dogs in our house or anything like that, but he did have a cat allergy.
Well, I know my brother-in-law has a cat allergy, and so, you know, we have 4 cats at our house. So when, so he has to take some pills to help with that when he comes over. Also, I remember when I was growing up, my dad had an allergy to long hair. He had a cat allergy and long-haired dogs, apparently. And we had a long-haired golden retriever for as long as I could remember. And we had it in the house. And then finally, like, there came a point where we gave it to a neighbor down the street. And Gretchen went off to live at another house. And I would ride my bike by and I would say hi to Gretchen and be like, hey, how are you?
Remember I used to live with you?
Remember? And Gretchen was clueless. Of course, Gretchen was also a golden retriever. So she, you know, smart.
I love everyone.
I know. I was going to say that. I mean, if anybody knows anything
I am going to live, I will love you.
Right. If anybody knows anything about golden retrievers, well, they're happy dogs.
They're good quality.
They're happy dogs.
Yes. This is a tough one. I guess I would say if you haven't yet had the discussion about the maybe allergy shots or something like that might help him exist in the same space.
But if that is not an option,
then
I would look at someone you know, like a relative or a good friend, instead of an animal shelter or something like that. You know, rehoming your cat to a good friend where you can go over and you can see, you know, your cat, and especially someone who's going to pay attention to and treat the cat well, because you said already the cat, and cats are finicky, you know? I mean, they like their area, they like their space, and they like routine. And if that gets disrupted, then they can get a little finicky. So, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's an option for you. And Becca texts in and says kind of the same thing. Maybe if there's a family friend or someone like that you can give the cat to, so you can still see them, then that would be some sort of compromise.
Yeah. Bottom line is, you don't want to compromise the health of your boyfriend. And, you know, I get it. It's a sacrifice that you're going to have to make if you want to be with him. But it's kind of like, it's one of those situations you can't really do much about it. So, you know, hopefully if you're going to have to make the choice, if this guy is the real deal, maybe there's a compromise you can make with finding a new home for the cat that, you know, where you could still visit.
Yeah. So that's kind of our recommendation. First, let's go is there a way that they can coexist in the same place?
Right.
Then
with allergy medicine.
Yeah. Then if that's not an option, then a family member or a good friend or someone where you can still see your little guy whenever you want. So.
And if that still isn't the case, you know, you can find an agency that can hopefully find a new suitable home for your cat where they're going to get the attention they need, especially if she said it's developing behavioral issues because it's alone.
Well, I mean, the problem is,
house that's got some people that'll pay attention.
Yeah.
To.
If it has behavioral issues and you take it to a shelter, more than likely the cat's going to get put down. So, you know, that's.
They don't do kitty training for your behavior.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't have kitty school.
Behavioral training for a cat is a tough putt. So, all right. Well, hey, Kristen, we feel for you.
And that's a tough spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we hope that, you know, you're able to find some peace with your decision and, you know, good luck in the future there. So, all right. Let us know how it all turns out, too.